Yo, it's your boy Shitehawk from Dungeons and Dickheads. You look nice today. Is that a new hat? Suits you. This is the first of our podcasts. It's basically three idiots who have never played D&D before trying to push our experienced DM over the edge. Apologies for the quality on the first one. We're simple people. We're simple people who have bad audio and vape into the mic. But it's all sorted, hopefully, now. So it'll only be like for this one and the next one. So stick around for the third one. It'd be like a nice little reward for putting up with our shit. If you want to see this being done live, follow me on the Twitch. That's twitch.tv/shitehawk, and you can see it all in glorious colour. Anyway, so here is episode zero of Dungeons and Dickheads. Thanks.
We're live now.
They can hear you now. Yeah, you just walked all over my intro. Do you want to do it?
Sorry.
Too late. Afternoon, dickheads, or evening. I am Shitey, he, him, and this is our first ever Dungeons and Dickheads. Exciting times indeed. We're three completely inexperienced D&D players. So who has introduced themselves after me?
Hello, I'm My Thumb, and I am a D&D virgin.
Thanks.
Is that it? Is that what we're getting?
Hello, Irish.
You may have seen me from my Twitch channel, Bite My Thumb.
Beautiful.
So, I mean, what else is needed?
See, yes,
and I'm happy to be here today.
Thank you.
He was made to say that. Hi, I'm Bowie Harovic. I've never D&D before, but I have Alien RPG'd and Cthulhu'd. But yeah, that's it. I do Twitch, I do the things, but that's about it. I do the things.
I'm Dave, LonelyCog182. I DM sometimes and play D&D sometimes too. That's always helpful. Yeah, so I'm going to be running the game tonight. A lot of you might not know what D&D is. Basically, imagination and stuff. I know for some of you, Neil especially, playing a character might be quite difficult. Not something that you've really done before. So we're going to take this nice and gentle. You can do as much or as little role-playing as you want. Each of our three players are going to create a character. First of all, we need a name. Does anyone have an idea for their character's name?
I am Pork Eye Short King.
Nice. Mine is Mr. McTesting, because this is a test character.
It's a family name, though.
Yeah. Yes, my name is Ronson Pork Sleeve.
My name's Tok.
Awesome. Guys, do you want to tell the lovely audience what type of creature you're going to be playing?
I'm a wood dwarf. Or a forest dwarf, I forget.
I am a wizard. That's not a race, is it, I'm guessing, or is it?
Not a race.
So what race should I be?
Well, you told me you were going to be a human.
Yes. Yes.
I'm a tiefling.
Oh, yes. There we go.
So as a human, I've got the option to choose a secondary language. Everyone else might have different options there. The languages won't matter too much to start with. Just something you think
so
might be.
So it's not French or German, it's bloody ergot.
Yeah, you can speak elvish or dwarfish or giant.
How many French people you seen knocking shit out of dragons?
Well, you should be speak Goblin so you can talk to shite.
I mean,
I have a tool. Can I go ahead and choose my artisan tool?
You
shoot your face. That one. I'm gonna use Mason's tools so I can build little walls.
Okay. So class. So whereas race is the type of species you are, class is the type of character, like archetype you are. So you could be a wizard, a fighter.
Question.
Yes.
So I could choose to be a sorcerer, a warlock, or a wizard. Now, I mean, they're all the same thing, but I'm presuming playing D&D, they're not the same thing. So,
right. Wizards use spell books to learn spells and typically have lots of things we call spell slots, which is the ability to cast lots of spells. A warlock is slightly different in that a warlock gets its power from a patron and typically doesn't have as many spell slots, but gets a wider range of spells, but can't use as many. And a sorcerer draws on their inherent magic, so again, they've got fewer spells, but a bit more powerful in casting them.
Right, so sorcerers and warlocks sounds shit, so I'll go for wizard.
Yeah, as a starting class, I think wizard is probably sensible.
I'm going to be a bard.
I'm going to be a ranger, because then I can use a bow and arrow.
I thought you were being a dwarf.
I can be a dwarf ranger.
All right, I'm going to say, don't turn your back on all the little people, you know.
Right, I've done classes. Right, brilliant. So I am going to pick a wizard just so I can talk Neil through some bits on spells. So you'll have multiple options under your class. So, yeah, some of them will be proficiencies. So proficiencies are things that you are really good at. So, for example, as a wizard, I could choose history. So if we want to do a history check, you would get a bonus to that, or investigation if you're searching for something. So
nobody needs to see my history, so that's out.
So depending on your character, you'll have different options. Your class and race, you have different options of proficiencies to choose.
As a wizard, one of my skills can be magic.
It's knowledge of magic. So for example, you might find a magical item, and I'll say, roll me an arcana check, you'll have a higher number than someone who's not a wizard.
Right. Yeah, I'll have that. Because I think as a wizard, I should be good at magic.
Yeah, agreed.
Then makes I'll sense. Go for investigation.
Okay.
So I could be a kind of a private dick magician.
Right. Okay. Rest of you, what options have you got and what are you choosing?
Well, I've got three musical instruments I can pick from, and I don't know what half these fuckers are. Please help.
No, I don't either.
Kraken, what is token?
Token.
It's like a maraca you just whack on a table.
Mm. That sounds great. Let's have that.
I mean, it is now.
Use one of those fish with the scraping sticks on. You can tap someone's eye out with them.
There are also well-known instruments, if you'd like to pick that.
So is one of Bowie's proficiencies as a bard, does she have to pick being good at music?
Well, that's
and
what
one of Shite is being small.
That is one of my proficiencies,
one
being
of the small.
Yeah, being small, yeah.
I've picked acrobatics and persuasion, but I don't know what else to pick.
Well, so as a bard, you might performance, possibly. So you might be trying to impress people by playing music. So you might want performance.
That's what I thought I could use persuasion for, but maybe not.
Persuade people you're good at music.
Exactly. Huh?
So persuasion's often more conversational, whereas performance is putting on a show.
Okay.
You'll go for persuasion. Persuade people you're good at. You don't have to be good at music. You just got to persuade people you're good. Like Madonna.
Like Travis.
I think that, yeah. No, I'm going to go with acrobatics, persuasion and performance. APP. APP.
Like a gifted child, I've gone ahead a little bit. I've gone for stealth because I'm a little lad, so I can hide behind logs and big mushrooms. Animal handling, so I can play with Ray. And perception. And I was going to take investigation, but Bitey got it, so I'll go with perception.
Excited. Do you think you should maybe clarify what Ray is in case people think that's the pet name for your penis?
It is.
Oh, okay.
But it's also the name of an otter in D&D.
Well, we'll find out about Ray soon. Oh, don't you worry. And by that, I do mean my penis.
Vic and Neil, you will both have the spells option next to your class features.
Yes.
Shaita, you won't because you aren't magic.
That's true.
So,
yes, okay.
If you guys click under Add Spells, you'll see two bits. It will say cantrips. So a cantrip is a low-powered spell that you can use as many times as you want. As a wizard, you can learn three of those at level one. And you can have a prepared spell, which is a stronger spell, and you get one of those as a level one wizard. How many cantrips and spells do you get as a bard, Vic?
I get two cantrips and four known spells.
Cool. So if you pick your cantrips first, so where it says filter by spell level, if you click zero, that will show you the available cantrips. So have a look.
I've got Acid Splash, Chill Touch, Dancing Lights. It sounds like a night in the Hacienda in the 90s. What's this?
Well, I mean, bear in mind when it was created, it probably is a lot of that.
Did Sean Ryder have a hand in designing this game?
I've got Vicious Mockery that I can use as a cantrip.
Oh, yeah, please go for that.
Adding that.
You do psychic damage by basically taking the piss.
Oh, yeah, it's happening.
I'll use my banter wand.
And Minor Illusion. Right. That's what I'm going to do.
Some might say Guns N' Roses' best album.
So the way spells work is you've got cantrips, and so which are low level, which you can do whenever, within reason. But then each spell is assigned a level. So you've got first level spells.
Yes, it says on the list. Right, okay.
As you level up, you'll be able to do like second level spells, third level spells, and you have to have enough spell slots in order to cast them.
So I want to be able to summon some dancing things to perform with me. Now, would I use Dancing Lights or Friends for that?
You've got a backing dancer spell.
Minor Illusion. Yeah, I want a backing dancer spell. Come on, I'm a bard with some pizzazz. Minor Illusion? Would that work? Because it has to be
Minor Illusion,
small...
you can make what you want, yeah.
But can I make dancing animals?
You can make an illusion of whatever you want, yeah. So if you want to make it, conjure an illusion of an animal, you can do that. It cannot create sound, light, smell, or any effect. But it can move.
But dancing lights can create up to 4 torch-sized lights within range, making them appear as torches, lanterns, or glowing objects. You can also combine 4 lights into 1 glowing, vaguely humanoid form. So I can make 1 whole backing dancer out of lights. Right.
So for the viewers at home, I've got a magic missile. I'm going to learn how to do a magic missile.
Ooh.
And my cantrips are Firebolt, Frostbite, Minor Illusion.
I've got a list of people who I can kick the fuck out of instead of magic.
Well.
So she's excited.
I'll just stand behind you and wave my hands around and cast a few spells.
And what did you pick in terms of spells, Vic?
To mock
I literally just started looking at them and I'm thinking, I want to charm everyone. Let's charm. Charm person. Disguise oneself. Yes. I've got another 2. Jesus. The healing word. Yeah, because I can use that by playing a song. I don't know. Dave, can you think of like the last one? So I've picked for my spells Disguise Self, Healing Word, and...
Have you got anything attack?
Disguise Self. No, this is why I think I should have an attack, right?
Don't ask David's advice. I didn't ask Dave's advice. I just picked.
Well, that's what he's here for. He's our DM.
I was impulsive.
Just hit people around the head with your guitar.
I didn't pick a guitar. I picked a lute, pan flutes, and that clacky thing on the table.
A lute is just a guitar Clackers. For cosplayers. It's fine.
Clackers.
Steampunk guitar. That's all it is.
Right. I've picked Bane. That'll do.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
so,
have you?
If you thought that was complicated, now we get to the numbers. Everyone loves maths, right?
Do you need to note... that I can beat the fuck out of elves, humans, and goblins, and I'm a natural forest explorer.
Nice.
I've got +1 in my racial bonus, so progressive.
So we're going to keep it nice and standard. So we're going to use what they call the standard array. These 6 things are our key ability scores. So you've got strength. How physically strong are you? Dexterity. So how dexterous are you? How quickly can you move? Constitution, which is how healthy are you, so that affects your like your health points and things like that.
So how can I make myself very fat and wheezy if I wish?
I've already got that taken. Yeah. Oh, sorry, in game. Carry on.
Intelligence. So how clever are you, which is different from wisdom. How wise are you? How much do you know about the world? And charisma, which is. You guessed it. How charismatic are you? These things will influence what we call modifiers. You're going to assign numbers to these different scores.
So 15 for every single one, right? Okay, then.
So because we're using the standard array, you can assign 8, 10, 12, 13, 14, and 15
15.
To one of these, right? Mm. So what that means is, imagine 10 is zero, 10's neutral. For every two above 10, you get a 1 ability score increase. So if you've got a 12 score, you get a plus 1. If you have an 8, you got a minus 1.
So I just set every single one to 15 and I'll be tough.
No, because you have to use the standard array. So you only have 1 15. However, you, Neil, as a human, you get an automatic plus 1 to everything.
I'm a strong boy, but I'm not charismatic. So I'm just going to go around calling everybody a dickhead.
Description. So we won't go through all of this today. So this is going to be stuff like, who is your character? What are they like? The ones we will pick is any additional languages and background, because that does give you additional stuff. So background is, what was your character before they started this adventure?
I was a pirate.
Gladiator, haunted one, Kermit. What? Knight, noble.
Hermit, not Kermit, you pillock.
Oh, this is interesting. I think I was probably...
I was a criminal and a spy.
Wouldn't you want to be an entertainer?
I was going to go for that, but if you're going for that, I'll...
Yeah, so whichever background you choose, you'll probably get an extra proficiency. So I went with criminal as an example. I can choose to be proficient in dice, dragon chess, or cards.
Mm-hmm.
You also get a criminal, a background feature. So this is less mechanical and more sort of flavor. So as a criminal, for example, you have a criminal network, which you can use to gather information, things like that. Things like the folk hero or the entertainer give you, the ability to, win people over a bit better.
So I've picked bagpipes as me, my musical instrument.
I've gone for sleight of hand, a pirate with sleight of hand, even though one of my hands is probably going to end up being a hook.
So you're dynamo.
So it says choose equipment or gold. We're going to choose equipment.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
So you now get a choice of the things you start with.
Quarterstaff or a dagger. A dagger's cool, but I mean...
Oh, a longbow's already picked.
I like the idea of a quarterstaff.
I get costumes.
I'm going for leather armour, 2 swords, an explorer's pack. I've already got a longbow. I've got a pin. I've got some rope. I don't want a rabbit's foot. I don't like that. I'll have a little stone with a hole in it for reasons. Some clothes.
Oh, God, what are you doing with that stone?
I'm going to fuck it.
Of course you are.
What a forest ranger does on himself by himself in a forest is his own business.
So, Dave, I can have an arcane focus, and I can focus on the staff. Is that a good idea if I'm going to use a quarter staff as a weapon?
So your focus is how you channel your magical power.
Right. Oh, staff.
It would be a second staff.
Oh, I can use my rod to focus my magic if I wish.
If you would like to, yes.
I'm going to be using my rod.
Rod waving. No. So I get a long sword and an entertainer's pack, a lute and leather armour and a dagger and a crowbar, a set of dark common clothes, including a hood and a pouch containing 50 gold pieces, I'm guessing that says. GP?
Yeah, GP is gold pieces.
I can have a musical instrument. I've already got one. So is this the same or is this a different one? Am I going to have two?
I have a musical instrument.
It's another one?
Yep.
Am I a band on tour? What's going on?
Yeah, just a one-man band.
Well, if I've got the bagpipes, I might as well have something to give me a beat. So I'll go for the drum. I think that gives me the beat as I'm puffing away on my bagpipes.
This is basically how whichever one is alive out of Chaz and Dave feels.
The thing that looks like a piece of paper. This is your character sheet. So you see you've got your scores at the top where it says plus 2, plus 1, etc., depending on what you put in. You've got your speed, which is based on your race and your class. You've got your health, your hit points, your armor class, which we'll come to in a minute, initiative, which is how quickly you move at the start of a battle, and essentially the bit in the middle with all the different types of checks and things is, so I might ask, for example, for you to do an investigation check. it will roll me a dice, or you can roll your actual physical dice. You take the result of that dice and you add that modifier. You tell that score to me, and that would determine how well you've done on that search. So, actions in a big box. So this is going to be all of the stuff that you can do either normally or during a fight. You should see at the moment all you've got is unarmed strike. That's because we've not equipped any weapons yet. So if you go into your inventory across the top of that bar, you should see all of that equipment that you picked.
So I've got my dagger and my staff of magic.
So if you click on your staff, that will equip it.
Yeah.
And if you've also got armor, you want to click on that as well. So if you now go back to actions, you should see above unarmed strike, you will have a button which shows your weapon.
Yeah.
So in order to do an attack, you would click where it says hit / DC first. That rolls your dice to hit. So we always roll a dice first to see if we hit. And this is where armor class comes in. So I've rolled a 12.
I rolled a 12.
My armor class is 11. So therefore, that attack would have hit me because I rolled higher than the armor class of the character I was attacking. If an attack hits, you then roll for damage. So the one next to it basically shows what dice you roll and what modifiers you put on there. Neil, you've got 2 because your quarterstaff can be either two-handed or single-handed.
Right.
So if you were going single-handed, you would click the one that says 1d6 plus 2. That's 1 6-sided dice plus 2.
Yeah.
If it's two-handed, it would be 1d8 plus 2. Obviously, that's better. You can't hold a shield or anything like that if you're two-handed.
Oh, right, okay. That's what I was going to ask. What's the point in doing single-handed? But okay.
So what Beyond does for us as well is kind of breaks down these actions into categories. So you've got attack, action. Most of the time, action is going to be things like moving, casting a spell, searching, etc. You probably won't have a lot of bonus actions right now, not until we level up a bit. In terms of reactions, you have what's called an opportunity attack. Essentially, if someone moves away from you during combat, you can hit them as a reaction. And depending on your character, you might have some other or limited use features. So for a wizard, that's the opportunity to recover some spell slots. For our spellcasters, you also have spells next to actions. And this will give you the list of cantrips that you selected, as well as the abilities in the middle. We've also got saving throws towards the left. So this might be something like if you were being caught in a trap that you can't get out, I might say roll a dexterity saving throw. So you'd look at the one that says dex and you'd roll a 20 plus 1. That would determine whether or not you got out of the trap.
Saving crow. So a crow comes and saves me. It picks me up and saves me.
Yeah. Saving throw.
Oh, for all. I thought it said crow. Sorry, I thought it was like a kind of a crow that came and aided you. Right, okay.
Roll for dyslexia.
From Lord of the Rings, calling birds to come and pick you up.
Just crows.
Just a single crow.
Well, a murder. I'd have a murder if I had the preference, but...
Well, that might happen. Beneath that, you've got your senses. So this is like your passive perception. So if there was something going on around you, dependent on your passive perception... that would tell me whether or not you noticed it. And if you did, I would tell you. I would say, Neil, your character has noticed this, but Vic, yours hasn't.
Not very, very perceptive, you know.
No. Then under that, you've just got your proficiencies. So what weapons you can use, etc. Shaiti, you've got armor, haven't you?
I have.
And have you equipped it?
Certainly have, because I'm a pro.
Fantastic. So... that's that. We built our characters. That is our character creation, which didn't take as long as I thought it would.
Yeah, hey, we won. Did we get to level up? Is that experience?
Not yet. So thank you, Neil, for not being a dick.
Speaking of that, so when do I get to do the spell that turns me into Han Solo? Because I want to play as Han Solo. And so as a wizard, I can...
Seven.
Pardon?
Level 57.
And what level am I now?
One.
Roughly how long does it take you to get like to the next level?
So we're playing twice a week, starting in January. You'll get to level 2 in August, about 30 years.
Don't worry. Look, Neil, I've got a charm and I've got a spell that I can, you know, disillusionment. That's what I'll do. You could be Han Solo as much as you like, darling. Okay, in your own little mind.
Okay, that's fine.
Don't encourage him.
Right then, Vermilion here. Got some admin to get out of the way. This tale of adventuring and asking about was devised by DM Dave. You can find him at twitch.tv/lonelygod182. Tok was played by Vic. She's at twitch.tv/bowiehair. Neil played Ronson, and he streams at twitch.tv/bitemythumb. Finally, Porky was played by Shitehawk. You can catch his streams, including live recordings of Dungeons and Dickheads, at twitch.tv/shitehawk. That's Shite with a Y. And of course, the whole lot was abridged by Stephen Rankin. And what a fine job he did too. Until next time, dickheads!